Hi there. It is week 41 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. There was a time in my life where I wanted to react to everything and everyone. In fact, my daughter Jessica is 31 years old and she is like a little mini me. And I see her and I think, yeah, that used to be me. I felt like I always had to defend myself and I always had to ensure that I was really speaking my truth and standing my ground and fighting for what was right and never letting someone hurt me or get one over on me. And that comes from being abused for so long and not defending myself. That comes from years of being repressed in my home with my dad and not being allowed to have a voice or to stand up for myself or to speak about what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt. Feelings weren't something that was spoken about in my home as a child. Children were to be seen and not heard. You weren't allowed to have your own thought, feeling, or opinion. You were to do what you were told to do, and that was that. And it felt like going into my first marriage, which was also very abusive, and several other relationships, it was the same way. My thoughts and feelings and how I felt was about keeping everyone else happy. And you get to a point where all of that is like this bubbling brook that's just like ready to explode. So any time in my 30s and early 40s, when someone wanted to challenge me or someone wanted to speak poorly about me, I was just so defensive and reactive and angry. And I think that there's a side of us, side of that in a lot of women. That's why I think as we watch the show Yellowstone, I think there are a lot of women that really can relate to Beth Dutton because there's so many of us that, you know, we don't say those things, but we really, really want to. The 51-year-old Carmel has now gotten to a place where my silence speaks volumes. And my absence in relationships will let you know exactly where I stand. And I'm no longer one to respond or to react to fools. I just remove myself from them. I'm just like, okay, I don't need to go here. It's just not worth our mental, physical, or emotional health. And I think that as women, it takes us a while to get there. And so if there's a woman, I think a lot of women in their 50s are listening to this going, oh yeah, girl, I know that now. But I think there may also be some women that are listening to this that aren't where I'm at and go, oh yeah, but you mean I don't have to defend myself? You mean I don't have to, you know, really get everyone to listen? And you mean I don't have to have everyone like me? No, you don't. You don't. And by reacting to them and by wasting your time trying to deal with all the Karens in the world, you're just giving so much energy and so much ick to someone who really doesn't matter in the scope of things. So let your silence speak volumes and let your absence tell people where you stand and don't respond or react to fools. Instead, remove yourself from them. I hope you enjoyed this inspirational message, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.